Her speaker, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. Maybe next place we won't have to skip chairs around, but it's kind of fun. Sitting here, I was thinking about what is the purpose of life? What is it that we come to world into the world for? I mean, I know, but it's like time after time, situations come up and we go, I came for this. Come on, let's get off. Let's get off the road. I told my daughter this morning, I think it's time for me to go back home. But I was thinking about one of my first memories in life about something. It's the first time I ever saw television. And I was a little kid. I was probably about four. And at four, I had a little boyfriend, and his mother used to babysit me. We went across the street and watched this show that they were already watching, and it was about the Mayan Indians. And this king had passed away. And when the king passed away, the volcanoes erupted, and they put his body all anointed on this pile of wood, and they set him afire. And I thought, and it just looked so beautiful to me. I thought, well, my dad was a Methodist minister, so I'd already been to a lot of funerals, and I didn't like that way of going. And I thought, wouldn't that be a great if we all got honored and because everybody was happy and watched his supposedly his spirit go up. And it was really a ceremonial thing that really stuck to me. So that night, I went home, and I went to bed, and I had a dream. And I dreamed that there would be a time in my lifetime when the volcanoes would erupt, there would be earthquakes, and there would be earthquakes within the minds of man. It would be a tragic time. Well, I never told anybody too many. I told a few people. I never told too many people about that because I was just a little kid. But I've looked for those times off and on just in my own mind ever since then. And I do believe that time is truly here. But we have come to this earth plane for many, many reasons. But looking back at even at those simple things, I realize just tiny little things. If you look back in your life, we really are guided or we have some kind of inclination that something might be going on or different. Someday or in our lives now or what it's all about. And there is something that I know, and that is you all have heard the terminology, life is not fair. Earth life, I can tell you, many times is not fair. Because sometimes in earth life, when things are not fair, it could be a lesson for us. It could be that something needs to be changed. It could mean that somebody in mankind needs help. But it also, I do know that in this life that I have lived and I have found what my life is, most people's lives are the same. I've gone through many, many tragedies. It's not the easy life that made me who I am. It's the hard, rough times that I've gone through that allowed me to cry out and ask God why. And when I shut up long enough, I begin to get a response. You know, God is not out there. God is that Christ light within each and every one of us that we were born with. But unless or we read or become or just are so much in tragedy that we are alone enough that we discover it on our own, we don't realize that that help is within our own being right now as it ever has been and ever will be. But the thing of it is, with our earth egos, we want to do it ourselves first. And I should take up the saying that Dr. Phil has. How's that working out for you? I should ask me that. How's it working out for me? Because sometimes when I try to take it in my own hands, well, we know it just gets worse, you know, until we finally Well, it doesn't take me very long now. It used to take me till I was bloody beaten, and then I finally surrendered. But now I know once you surrender and you look at what it is for, then it's different. But in metaphysics and in our chapel, I have to say, there is a movement here that I have never seen before. And I think if any person in this room really had trouble, who of us would not get up in the middle of the night and go if we knew about it? And if it were just horrendous, that power of that energy and that love energy would change the vibration till whatever it is that somebody needed help with would feel blessed in the fact, my God, they came. My God, everything looks different now. My God, somebody cares. Do you realize there's a lot of people on this earth plane, that have no friends? They have no direction. And if you are honest with yourself, there's probably a time in your life when you had no direction. You didn't know what to do. Mine was in the early 20s, very early 20s. I thought, wow, life can't be like this. It can't be this hard. It can't be this difficult. Well, it is till we learn how to live it. It is until we learn how to react to it. It is until someday we've lived so much that we realize without those tragedies, we couldn't be who we are. We couldn't find the enthusiasm. We couldn't find the positivity of knowing I've been through things like this before. Yes, it's not fair, but in overcoming it spiritually, something glorious will come out of this experience. And it's just not this experience, but not this one. It's every tragedy anybody can go through. When you can find the goodness within yourself to transmute that ugliness into something beautiful. And that's beginning to look at the other side. And sometimes when you can't find the other side, to find the other side, you can go out and help those people that are having problems that are not metaphysical. You can go out and give a hand of kindness, a smile, and to say, it's not always this way. It's not always this way. There is a solution, and that solution is in that God spark of love, in that God spark of joy, in that energy, and that is already within us that we can ignite and change a situation within ourselves. And I really believe anybody and everybody in this room has found that at one time or another. We all have been told the story about the lotus. The lotus does not bloom, does not grow until its feet are fully rooted in the mud. It's not in the dirt, just that mud in the water. And then all of a sudden, the sprouts come up. And the most glorious, beautiful lotus you ever saw. It's the same thing with our life. When we don't give up, when we're in the ashes and the throes of earth life, when we just hold on just a little bit and don't give up, and we turn in to find that light, that power, that we can flip a switch. And all of a sudden, when we do more and more and more, you begin to feel that God presence and that energy and that healing energy come forth. And when we don't give up, after a while, eventually, that phoenix rises. And that true power comes out. And other times, there's times when things seemingly don't work out. Well, if they didn't work out, we wouldn't make a change, would they? If we were solely satisfied in the place we are, or whatever it is, we wouldn't make the move that perhaps our map of life is needing for our own soul growth. And what is it that you have put into practice? What do you want into life? Do you want to be a medium? Do you want to be an artist? Do you want to be a minister? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be a gardener? Whatever it is you're praying for, you have to have some kind of a learning experience, either self-taught or the life experience, or going to school and learning what you want. When it comes to people who want to grow and be of service, most of the times, it's not through book learning that really makes the difference. It's putting into practice the things that we have intellectually learned so that it becomes part of us and a knowing and a thirst and a quest that we have to have this in our life because we know that's what makes our life productive. But in these challenges of life, it also gives us an education of knowing what it feels like when things don't go right. About what it feels like when tragedies come. What it feels like when disappointments come. There are many times when you might meet someone that's gone through something that you've gone through. And it's like you light up with fire. It's like, I understand. I know. And then there might be other times when you have to say, I empathize. I sympathize. I understand the feeling of hopelessness and tragedy. But I don't quite understand what you personally are going through because I haven't had that particular thing. When I was doodling here, just before I sit down, that was my little pathway of life. I doodle sometimes to figure out what I'm going. And then I realized all these tragedies can be interpreted as a string of pearls in our necklace of life. It's not the easy life that makes us who we are. It's not the easy life that allows us to grow. It's not the easy life that allows a community like we have that wouldn't hesitate to go to someone in the middle of the night that needs help. It's not the easy life that changes people to be more kind. It's not the easy life that one day, when you come together in the accumulation of it all, by putting into practice those things that you know, is when someday you wake up and you go, what a beautiful life I've had. How fulfilled it is. And what you can also do, what I do sometimes, those pearls of my life, and I've lived in several places, I've lived in several states. Those pearls are on my life are those dear friends who stood by me at different times in my life. You know, each person, you can be that pearl of great price for someone right now in what's going on in this earth time. Because I have been made aware that there are challenges in this life where people don't understand who they are. They are not living to any kind of moral code or ethic. It's kind of like stumbling through life halfway asleep. I feel sorry for those people. But you know what? They all need a seed. They need a seed of love that might grow someday. So you can look at your life. Oh yeah, you've had tragedies. What are you going to do about it? We need to plant seeds and fertilize and go away with a smile. If you look back in your life, I'm sure you have people from very young to now. I'm not going to say very old yet. I'm not going to do that. But I'm sure you have people that blessed you with a seed and some fertilizer. And you've hung on to that your entire life. It made you who you are. It kept you from being hopeless. It helped you turn your face toward the sun just a little bit. Of course, I think people here have come. Most of you know what you've come for, or you wouldn't be here. And the greatest thing anybody can do in this lifetime is to be a gift to the people that come your way. God bless you all.